Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I was looking at Proverbs, the wisdom moment for today. You know, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 and 4 says, you know, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Think about that. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. And man. You know, so many people are saying, you know, they love the Lord, and it's like, is there any faithfulness or love around your neck here right now? It's like, I mean, he says, you know, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Think about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. It's long-suffering. It doesn't boast. It keeps no records of wrongs. It doesn't delight in evil. It always rejoices in the truth, and it never fails. I mean, so always staying in that, not in your, I'm a prophet, you know, I can lay hands on the sick and they recover, or I got wisdom, I can teach. It's like, well, that's considered a tingling cymbal or a banging gong
outside of
not having love in your life. Believe it or not, it really is. It's what God says, Romans chapter 13, or 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But he says, so let love never leave you, bind them around your neck. Let faithfulness, I mean, faithfulness is so powerful. It's a powerful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But yet, there's very little beauty going around about faithfulness. There's always a loophole in every situation, every relationship, every commitment. There's a loophole in it. Obviously, life's not perfect and things happen. But if every relationship you have has a loophole in it, you're just not faithful. Mm. You're just not faithful. Because being faithful is something before God that you, it's going to require suffrage. It's going to require you to do without sometimes. It's going to require you to, it's something that God rewards. Mm-hmm. He's faithful to us. He's faithful to the faithless. And he says, you know, we're supposed to imitate the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Lord God, forgive me for the times that love and faithfulness has left me. Bind them around your neck. Think about it. Bind them around your neck. Mm. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, it's like, it's an obvious thing. When it's wrapped around your neck, people, that's a faithful man. That's a faithful woman. That's a loving man, a loving woman.
No swoosh or nothing, but.
Right. Right. And think about it. It's so important. He says, even write them on the tablets of your heart. Which you have to abide with God for what we're talking about. You got to hang out with God to be able to, him to impart this into lives. But let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. In other words, it's what you meditate on. You're thinking about, listen, I want to be faithful in this situation. You know, I told my boss if I ever do leave here, I will give a 2 weeks notice. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to leave well, and I'm going to arrive well. And if things don't work out well, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to be faithful in that situation. And he says, when we do this, then you will win favor. People say, well, I don't have favor on my mouth. Well, you're not. Are you loving? Are you faithful? Are you faithful to God? I know we say this all the time, but you know, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. If 97% of professing believers, regular church attenders, are robbing God, they're not faithful to God with his tithe. I mean, come on. How can you expect to find favor with God and man when you are not even faithful to God with what he's entrusted to you? When you got one job, God bless you, one job, and now you're out looking for some other job. Mm. It's like, be faithful where you're at. Realize that that's not, I mean, you switch around and you can find, this is America right now. I mean, it could change. Where do you work at? Where they chain me to? They chain me to that rock and I work here. And he says, and if you'll do this, if you'll let love and faithfulness never leave you, bind them around your neck, write them on the tablets of your heart, then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God, which means there's a way to win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Listen, people right now are looking for somebody who has the ability and binds and writes on the tablets of their heart, binds around the neck, love and faithfulness. Because they want to be able to give favor to somebody to begin to lead in their communities, in their churches, and in this nation. Listen, mm-hmm. today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 4. Chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.